They claim that our Lord cast out demons by the power of Beelzebul, but our Lord proves the falsity of that by saying that Satan would be dividing his own kingdom if he did that. And instead, the kingdom of God is at hand, because our King is at hand, Jesus, our King. And he continues to reign on the earth through the Eucharist, and we have access to his kingdom, his power. He is the strong one over Satan, and we can be strong in him and resisting the temptations of the devil. But the devil is still strong and has an influence over us, as our Lord says here. The demon can possess people, and if he's cast out through someone repenting, he can come back if that person is not vigilant and careful, come back with even stronger demons to corrupt the person much worse than before. So we're reminded to be vigilant about the devil. We're here fighting the principalities and powers, not flesh and blood, but principalities and powers. The demons are strong, and they lay in wait. They lay in wait to destroy us and to tempt us to evil. And so we have to resist them and not open the door to them through our negligence, through laziness, through idleness, through impurity, through our lack of turning to God in prayer and putting our trust and dependence on God and Our Lady. And in that way, we will always be ready and to resist and to conquer through the power of God. So let us always turn to Our Lady and to Jesus and the Holy Eucharist to establish their kingdom upon us, and always be victorious against Satan. Praise be Jesus and Mary.